A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 7th chapter, verses 24 to 37. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth. And she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement you may go your way, the demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the young child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting touched his tongue and looked up to heaven. And he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jeremy Jacoby, Summit of Peace Lutheran Church, Thornton, Colorado.
Leftovers. I have to confess that I have mixed feelings about leftovers. Never one to waste things, especially good food, my normal behavior is to always save the leftovers. On the other hand, I have some very painful memories from childhood with respect to leftovers. Growing up, I always got the impression from my mom that she considered me just one step above the trash can. I mean, how else was I to understand the question she asked me almost every day? "Are you going to eat these leftovers? Because if not, I'm going to throw them away." Now, I guess that most of us would think of leftovers as a sort of obligation. We know we shouldn't be wasteful, but the truth of the matter is that leftovers just aren't as good. But all that changes when we think of the leftovers of God's grace. In Mark chapter 7, we hear the story of the surprising faith of a Gentile woman who recognizes the power of Jesus, even if it's given as crumbs. Jesus has left what is technically Israel and has withdrawn for Gentile lands so that he can get some rest. But his fame has preceded him and he can get no rest. In fact, a Greek woman has heard about his powers and has come to beg for the life of her child, who's demon-possessed. But in response, Jesus instead paints a picture that we all can imagine or are familiar with. It's a family that's gathered together for an evening meal. Everyone is present, and they're ready and excited to be refreshed and renewed by the meal. Now, in that circumstance, what head of the household would ever let the family dogs walk off with the children's bread? Jesus has come to rest with his disciples, and this woman's interruption is exactly that, an interruption. Now, while our Lord's words may seem rather harsh, it's important that we remember that Jesus is not some miracle worker whose power is demonstrated out of superstition and magic, but rather in the context of faith. Jesus is, in essence, testing her faith. And her response is quite extraordinary. She's not insulted by the comparison between children and dogs, but she, in fact, takes it one step further. If dogs eat the crumbs or leftovers under the table, they are still fed at the same time as the children. In effect, she says, "Let the children be fed, and the dogs as well. Not with the whole loaf, but merely with the crumbs." The faith in Jesus demonstrated by the woman is astounding. She has recognized that her place is unconditionally in the grace and mercy of Jesus. And the leftovers of Jesus' grace and mercy are life-changing for her and for her daughter. So have you ever wondered what God's leftovers might look like in your life? My guess is that if you're anything like me, they might be easy to miss. It might be familiarity, or maybe they are overlooked because they're so ordinary. But more than likely, it goes deeper than that. I know that apart from God's word, my sin and brokenness will lead me to expect God to act like my own personal genie or magician. I'd like him to act when I say, where I say, and how I say. In fact, all too often when I pray, thy will be done, I've got a pretty firm idea of what his will should be. And one thing I know for certain, I don't want God to just give me leftovers. And that's especially true when it comes to my sin and my brokenness. Because at times I can be tempted to view God's gifts as unexciting or even just too plain. I've got big, ugly, mean, and nasty sin in my life. And a splash of water or a taste of bread or a sip of wine don't quite seem to be enough. And hearing someone say, your sins are forgiven, doesn't sound powerful enough to banish all the sin and evil in my life. But then I hear the story about the Greek woman and Jesus, and I'm reminded of something so profoundly simple that it brings me up short. And that is because it isn't about what God gives me or how God gives to me. It's about who is giving. I may not be impressed with words and a splash of water until I remember whose words and water it is. I may be underwhelmed with mere bread and wine until Christ's words remind me that it isn't just bread and wine. It's his bread and wine. In fact, his body and blood. And it's not just some person telling me that my sins are forgiven. It is the very word of Christ, which declares to me that all of my sins, all of my failure, all of my brokenness has been done away with forever. You see, the leftovers I receive are the leftovers of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, the Lord of all, who has come into the world to die, to rise, to ascend, and to reign. The merest taste of his mercy washes away sin. The smallest drop of his grace heals all hurts. The tiniest morsel of his love brings new and abundant life. So the next time you're hungry to know where God is or what he's doing, or you're starving for an end to your guilt and pain, or maybe just craving true peace and comfort, step into your local church and ask, do you have any leftovers? Because I promise it will be more than enough.
We thank Pastor Jeremy Jacoby for our meditation on God's Word.